This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, sometimes when we go through hardship and difficulty, loss of loved ones, perhaps your health, perhaps an amputation, diagnosed a disease, loss of a job, perhaps some form of difficulty, the enemy, sometimes whatever it may be, any negativity, people will come up to you, believers. And what will they tell you? They'll tell you, bear patience, Allah will reward you. Right? You've heard that. Don't worry, take it in your stride. Allah will reward you. Bear patience, make sabr. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Allah is with those who bear patience. Take it easy. You know, things could have been worse and so on. You know, inshallah, it's a good thing. You'll see the reward in the hereafter. When you see the reward of the sickness, it's going to be great and so on. We've heard this so much, subhanallah. But we're human. It's difficult sometimes, really hard. We need to heal. We need to have hope. So how does this come about? Where is this from? Like, you know, what happened? Okay, let me explain. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min." You know, the affairs of a believer, true believer, are amazing because nothing bad can ever happen to a true believer. It will always be rewarding for that person. If goodness comes, they're thankful. So it's always good. And if something negative happens, it's not bad because they will bear patience and they'll be rewarded for their patience. That's a fact. Let's look at the Quran. If you look at Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 52, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the war. You see, at the time, the disbelievers, they looked at the believers and they said, you guys are going to lose this battle. The believers were told, you can never lose. No matter what, even if there is a physical loss, you've actually won. How? So according to the disbelievers of Mecca, they said, we will win and you guys will die. Okay. So Allah says to them, قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. Are you waiting for us to actually get to one of the two good things that can happen to us? What are the two good things? Either we are victorious over you here, so we will be happy. Or if we are killed, we have earned paradise. We are martyrs. So alhamdulillah, we're still happy. Subhanallah. So you mean a believer can't go through, you know, a loss? It's not a loss. This is where we get it from. It's not a loss. The date of death, as we know, of everyone is predestined. You're going to die on the day you're going to die. Allah's written it. How you die, Allah chooses. Some people die, you know, in a bad way. And some people die in a really good way. And some people have a blessed death and some people don't. May Allah grant us all a blessed good death. Ameen. So if a person is martyred in a proper cause, you know, not just going around, you know, doing silly things and then saying, oh, martyr. No. We're talking here of proper martyrdom. If a person has gone through that, Allah will grant them paradise. I mean, you've been murdered. That's martyrdom. People are stabbed. That's martyrdom. People fighting for a correct cause is martyrdom. Subhanallah. But if you're just, you know, being silly and you lose your life, that's not martyrdom at all. Now, if a person does go through that type of situation and they've lost their life, they actually have earned their paradise. So we will say, bear patience to those who are left behind. We will tell them, don't worry, the person had a blessed death. How many times have we said that? So many times. We've said it to so many people. Allah's given them a blessed death. You know, bear patience, don't worry. Inshallah, you'll be reunited in Jannah. These are good words that are uttered. And this is something that is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, so at the time we are taught that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the believers, telling them to inform those disbelievers of Mecca and tell them, look, whatever's going to happen to us is victory. And then you have the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that Allah Almighty never does bad to a believer, the believer will look at it in a way that he or she will understand the goodness. And this is where we get those statements from, where we say, oh, you know, don't worry, it's going to be good, everything's going to be okay, Allah will grant you, be patient, inshallah, things will improve. Those are powerful words. They were taught to us by Allah and His Messenger. They're very, very powerful words. And this is why we need to keep on reminding people that, you know what, Allah has favored us, and Allah benefits a true believer by blessing the believer with contentment, with happiness, with reassurance, with goodness, with hope. And Allah heals the broken heart very quickly. It's human nature to miss people that you've lost. It's human nature to feel within your heart that, oh, you know what, I hope this robbery didn't happen or this fire didn't happen. But that was Allah's plan, you know. If there is someone to blame because they did it, yes, they will take the blame and they must be held accountable. But for us as believers, we will take that in our stride. We will do so knowing, being reassured that, you know what, that was Allah. For me, I'm going to bear patience and work hard and try. People have lost jobs. So much has happened. This is all part of the plan of Allah. Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. May Allah make it easy for all of us. I want to move on to another verse where Allah makes mention of the good news to the believers. Now, I want good news. You would like good news. Who gets good news? Well, the people who do the following, okay? التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله. These are beautiful qualities you and I need. Allah says those are the believers whom we will give good news to. Primarily good news means paradise, but it includes the contentment of this world, the happiness in this world, the healing of the heart, you know, the reassurance and conviction of the soul. You're always happy because you know. What do? You constantly seek the forgiveness of Allah. When you say, oh Allah, forgive me, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're not forgiven or something. You repeat it in order to elevate your status. Allah loves those who seek forgiveness. When you're seeking forgiveness, the mercy of Allah descends. Whenever you're searching for the mercy of Allah, start asking Allah's forgiveness for sins you've committed that you know and those that you don't know. So, oh Allah, forgive me, at-ta'ibuna. And a tawbah is a person who returns to Allah. Not just, oh Allah, forgive me, but oh Allah, I'm coming back to you. Here I am. Then those who worship Allah, they fulfill their acts of worship correctly. Those who constantly praise Allah, develop these qualities. Those who travel and who move around in the remembrance of Allah and to remind of Allah and for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who bow regularly. Those who prostrate regularly, meaning they pray their 5 daily prayers and even more. Those who remind others to do good and remind them to stay away from bad, and those who don't transgress the limits of Allah. Allah says, give good news to those. They're believers. Give good news to the believers. Amazing. So if you would like to heal, remember, seek the forgiveness of Allah, worship Allah correctly, praise Allah when you journey, or anything you do should be for the sake of Allah. Find yourself in the bowing position often for Allah alone, in the prostration position for Allah alone. Make sure that you remind people to do good and you discourage them from that which is wrong in a beautiful way, and protect yourself from transgression. And Allah will grant you the goodness of this world and the next. I want to end this particular episode by saying, in Surah Yunus, verse number 12, Allah speaks about how man is such that when harm affects man, or he's inflicted by something harmful, he calls out to Allah and supplicates on his side and sitting and in all other postures and positions. And then when the harm is actually alleviated, he continues on earth as though he never ever called out to Allah for any harm that affected him. Allah says, those are the people who have gone beyond the limits. You know, those are the extravagant. Those are the people who have gone beyond the limits, and that's what they do. Let's not do that. Whenever we call out to Allah for a need, when Allah gives you that need, Don't forget that Allah gave you something. Don't ever forget that Allah cured you. Don't forget you cried to Allah for something and He gave it to you. Allah says, don't forget that. We did it for you. Because many people say Allah didn't do, but He did so much for you. It's just one or two things that haven't happened the way you want them to happen. So now you're so upset. Let's never turn our backs on Allah's favors upon us. May Allah bless us, grant us healing, and grant us renewed hope. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين